Now we come to lesson number 15. My favorite lesson, brothers and sisters. Everything is in the lesson, brothers and sisters. I'm writing on the board so that we can refer it all the time. Now, we did love. Are you with me, brother and sister? Harfimtinai, limtinai. And then we did ida. What are they? Love is particle of shart. But what kind of a particle it is? Ghairu jazimin. It does not give jazam to any mudariya. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What is idha? Ismu shart. Love is harfu shart. Idha is ismu shart. Again, same thing. Gairu jazimin. Now we did a little bit of in, remember? What is in? Harfu shart. Again, it is particle of shart. But jazimun. It will give jasam to fi'al mudariya. Lazim, lazim. It is mandatory. In will make fi'al mudariya majzum. Lazim, mandatory. And what will man do? Same thing. But what is the difference between in and man? Harf and man. Okay. Now, in this lesson, Dr. Abdul Rahim is giving us about 10 kinds of ism. Ismu shart. 10 kinds. And only one harf. And what is that one harf? In. The rest are all ism. Now mind you, there are more. There are more particles and ism. But you see, Dr. Abdul Rahim is taking only those which are constantly in use. If something is rarely used or there is a grammar rule not very common, Dr. Abdul Rahim has left it out. But things which are very common in terms of instrument of shart, Dr. Abdul Rahim is tackling them in the book. So in this lesson, brothers and sisters, we will now learn the instrument of shart, which are jazimun. Are you with me? Which are jazimun. So if the instrument of shart is jazimun, brother and sister, it is in its natural condition. Are you with me, brother and sisters? For example, if I tell you, what did I say? In tajtahid tanja. Now this tajtahid It's a natural condition. Asal. If in comes, the fi'lu shart has to be majzum. And if it is mudari'a. Are you with me? If mudari'a comes after in, it has to be majzum. And then the jawabu shart has to be majzum. Okay. But suppose, instead of fi'l mudari'a, fi'l madi comes. What happens now? How will you describe it? Fi mahali jazmin, mashallah. You got the idea? Same our old method of describing. Huh? If madi comes, we will describe the verb as a madi, and then what will you say? Fi mahali jazmin, because originally it has to be jazm. Are you with me? Now, tanjah. It is your job, shart, majzum. Suppose if it is Jumla Ismiya coming as a jawab shart. When you say, fi mahali jasmin, are you with me? So how easy it becomes once we have that concept in our mind, well understood. Huh? If it is not in this condition, if it is something else, then we will say, fi mahali jasmin. Are you with me? Now, I'm going to repeat this a lot, brothers and sisters, so that you understand. It took me quite a while to understand, but alhamdulillah, when I understood it, I want to share with you everything, brothers and sisters. Now, whenever fa will come, in the jawab ushar, when the fa will come, when these conditions are there. Okay? And even if you have amar, which is already majzum, or if you have a lam amar, it is majzum. If you have la nahiya, it is majzum. But they are majzum because of other things. They are not majzum in its original situation. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? And most of them will have fa in it. Are you with me? Because if they are talabi, jamid, ma and nafiya, and lan and kad, and this is seen and saufa, the fa will come. In other words, the fi'l jawabu shart will not be in its natural position. So what will you say in that case? Fi mahali jazmin. Now, brothers and sisters, again, I want to make it very easy for you, inshallah. I will try to make it very easy for you. Because once you understand, then it is very easy, brothers and sisters. Watch carefully, brother. There are two kinds of sentences. Are you with me? What are they? Ismiya and Fi'liya. So all this thing will be either Jumla Ismiya or Jumla Fi'liya coming as a Jawabu Shart. Are you with me? They will come as a Jawabu Shart. So in other words, the Jawabu Shart, if it is supposed to be Majzum and it is not there, and now instead a Jumla Ismiya has come or Jumla Fi'liya has come, so how will you describe? Fi mahali jazmin jawabu shart. You will say al jumlatul ismiyatu fi mahali jazmin jawabu shart. Or you will say al jumlatul fi'liyatu fi mahali jazmin jawabu shart. And watch for it. And watch for it, brothers and sisters. Most of the time it will be either ismiyatun, talabiyatun, wabi jamid, wabi ma, walan. Now, we are going to study this and watch for it. And I'll be repeating it. But inshallah, this my explanation, brothers and sisters, will make things much easier for you. You won't be, lost. You'll be, inshallah, understanding it very well, inshallah. But again, as I said yesterday to you, brothers and sisters, you got to memorize this. What do you have to memorize? The song. Or this line of poetry. Are you with me? Ismiyatun talabiyatun. Ismiyatun talabiyatun. Wabi jamid. Wabi jamid. I say it again. Ismiyatun talabiyatun. Wabi jamid. Wabi jamid. Wabi ma walan. Wabi kad. Wabi tanfis. Wabi ma walan. Wabi kad. Wabi tanfis. Ismiyatun talabiyatun. Wabi jamid. Wabi jamid. Alhamdulillah. If you will remember this, things will become halwa puri for you. What will they become? Very easy for you, inshallah. So now we start the lesson. Adarthu al-khamisa ashara. Inshallah. Lesson number 15. My favorite lesson and one of the most important lessons in book 3. So inshallah you will remember this little line of poetry. It is not anywhere in the books. One of my teachers taught me this and I've been sharing with everybody, you know. If you come across this in any book, please do inform me. I am interested. Al-Mudarris. Ya Yasir. Innaka gibta isbu aini kamilaini. What's the translation? Complete 2 weeks. You remain absent for 2 weeks. Complete. In Taghib. What is in? Harfu shart. What is it? Harfu shart. Jazimun. Tajzimu. Fialaini. So where are those two fial? In Taghib. Badhada. Tufsal. See, now those two are coming in its natural state. Are you with me? There is no need for harfa. There is no need for harfa. So watch, brother and sister, watch for adatu shart, watch for fi'lu shart, and watch for jawabu shart. So I want you to make some kind of a marking on your in and taghib and tufsal. Because when you revise it, then you will know what's going on in the sentence. And brother and sister, this is the same thing will happen in the Quran. And when you will read the Quran and you will come across these sentences, brother, you will feel it in your heart. Because see, now the beauty and the eloquence of Quran will come in front of you. And you will be able to understand it, inshallah. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدو. Are you with me? وإن تبدو ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسب. Are you with me? يحاسبكم به الله. So here is your إن. And تبدو is your fi'lu shart. Tubdu ma'fi an. What is tubdu? Abda yubdi. Form 4. Abda yubdi. Are you with me? Okay. Let me write down. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Sister Manaj, if I make spelling mistakes, please correct me. In Tobadu. If you declare it, what is in your heart? So what is the verb here, Sister Mamuna? Abda. Form 4. In Tobadu Mafi Anfusikum. Tobadu. What is this ma doing here? Ma mausula. What is it doing here? Mafulun bihi. What is it? Mafulun bihi. You declare it. What is in your heart? Au. Tukh. Fu. Hu. What is tukhfu? You hide it. What is the verb? Akhfa. Form 4. What is it? Akhfa. Akhfa. Yukhfi. Yukhfi. Are you with me? Abda. Yubdi. Okay, conjugate brother, yubdi. Yubdi, yubdiyani, yubduna. So you drop the noon. Is Sister Mamuna, is this majzum? Yes, it is majzum. Bihadfi noon. Why it is majzum? Because it is a pharaoh shart. Why it has to be majzum? Because in has come, which is adatu shart. Tajzimu fi'alaini. Got the idea? This is the way we are going to understand and look at the verses of the Quran. And what is tukhfu akhfa? Make it mudariya. Yukhfi. Let us conjugate yukhfi. Yukhfi, yukhfiyani, yukhfuna. Is it majzum? Yes. Biasminun. But how came? So this is Mautufun ala Tubidu. It is Mautufun ala Tubidu. This is only your fi'lu shart. Are you with me? Yuhasibkum bihi Allahu. What is Allahu? Fa'il. Are you with me? Allah is the fa'il. Yuhasib. What is the verb? Hasaba. Yuhasibu. Form 3. Is it majzum? Why? Because it is jawabu shart. What is it? See, in harfu shart, tajzimu fi'alaini. What is the first fi'al? Tubudu. And what is the next? Jawab al-shart. Yuhasibkum bihi. This is your jawab. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, this is the way you will try to understand. And brother, there is so much beauty. And the people who do not know the language, they can read the Quran and they miss out. And you will see it that there is a conditional sentence in which there is a shart, there is a fi'lu shart, and there is a jawabu shart. Are you with me? And there are hundreds of such sentences in the Quran. Hundreds of such sentences in the Quran. Do I need fa there? Why? Because it's a natural state. Are you with me? Fa will only come if these conditions are there. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? When these conditions will come, then we will have to describe Jawabu Shart as a Fi Mahalli jasmine. You will remember that. Then you will say, Al-Jumlatul Ismiyatu fi mahli jasmine jawabu shart. Or you will say, Al-Jumlatul Fi'liyatu fi mahli jasmine jawabu shart. It's very easy. If we understand, then everything becomes very clear to us, brothers and sisters. And inshallah, what I have tried to explain to you in a very simple way, brothers and sisters, and you will read the key now, and you will remember my explanation, and you will see that it makes a lot of sense. The things which are not very clear, inshallah, will become very clear to you. Okay. So, in taghib ba'd hadha, tufsal. What is tufsal? Majhul. What is the verb? Fasala. What is the meaning of fasala? To renounce, to expel. To remove somebody or to fire. If you remain after this, you'll get a pink slip. You'll be fired. Tufsal. You are gone then. Okay? فَإِنَّ اللَّائِحَةَ What is the لَائِحَةَ Regulations. This is your ismu. إِنَّ تَنُسُّ Now, نَسَّ يَنُسُّ means dictates, says, dictates. What are the regulations saying? Ala that annahu man yaghib akshar min usbu'aini whosoever remains absent for more than 2 weeks yutwa kaiduhu. Remember, kaidu has come before. Enrollment. His enrollment will be folded. Means folded. Tawa yatvi. I will write down, brother. Tava yatvi. Now, make it into majhul. Tava, make majhul. Tuviya. 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 Make this majhul. Yutva. 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 Okay, says Hafsa, make it majzoom. What shall I do? Chop. Got the idea? Fi'lun, mudariun, lil majhul, majzoom, bi hadafi, harfi illa. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? So, fa'inna la'ihata, truly the regulation dictates. Tanussu ala, after Nassa, Allah has to come. Are you with me? Sister Hafsa, after Nassa, Allah has to come. You know, there are certain verbs after which certain preposition must come. Tanussu, tanussu ala, tanussu ala, annahu, man yagib, akthar, min ismu'aini. Now here comes your jawab. Where is the adatu shart? Man. And what is man? Ismu shart jazimun. What is it? Ismu shart jazimun. Tajzimu fi'alaini. And where is the fi'alu shart? Yaghib. And where is jawabu shart? Yutwa. Kaidu is your knife file. What is kaidu? Knife file. Mudaf. Mudafili. لن أغيب بعد هذا إن شاء الله. I won't remain after this. Now look at this, brothers and sisters. This is something we got to understand. But I am going to leave it aside for the time being. We come back to it. كم مرة قلت لي هكذا. Now here. Kam has two meanings. One is to ask question. How many times did you say? The other one is saying in a in a wondrous way. Kam maraten kulta liha kada. How many times have you said this to me? I'm not asking an answer from you. That tell me how many times. I'm just expressing my surprise. If I say, look at me, my brothers and sisters, if I say, kam kitaban indaka, do you have? And if I say, I change my tone, kam kitabin indaka, how many books you have? I'm surprised at the books you have. No, I don't expect an answer, but from the first one I do expect an answer. Are you with me? So this concept is coming in here to explain us how we will use kam. And they are called different. They have different names. One is called kam istifhamiya and one is kam khabariya. We are going to learn later on. Not necessary that we should go in detail about that. But this is what you have to understand. When it is for a surprise, Sister Sukhaina, then you will end it with a sign of exclamation. Are you with me? Highlight that. If it is other way around, then there will be a question mark. Are you with me? There is another sign there. One will have a question mark and one will have a sign of exclamation. Are you? And there are still more details, Brother Hassan. We get to look into more details later on. Look at this, brother and sister. Kam marraten. It is majroor. Why? Yes, but it is majroor. Because this is for the kam al-khabariya of surprise. Now watch, brothers and sisters, if I tell you, kam kitaban indaka. Is the farm. And when I say, kam kitabin indaka. It's a surprise. Are you with me? Maybe I did not say it properly in the first place. But this is how you will differentiate. Kam kitaban indaka. How many books you have? And then I will say, kam kitabin indaka. So then you will have a sign of exclamation. It's coming, inshallah. You will see the details later on. Okay. What is the answer? What is the Yasser saying? Ma kuntu aghibu illa bi uzr. Translation, brother. I did not remain absent. I never used to remain absent except with a reason. Okay. Brothers and sisters. What is the answer? Mahma. What is mahma? Whatever. Whatever. What is mahma? Ismu shart. What is it? Ismu shart. See, we are going to get all these things here now. Mahma yakun. What is yakun? Fi'lu shart. Whatever be your excuse, are you with me, brothers and sisters? Whatever be your excuse, falan yukbala ba'dalan, it will not be accepted. Whatever is your excuse, you will be fired. Your enrollment will be folded. Now tell me, brothers and sisters, fa come, fa has come. Why? Lan has come. And after lan, what will come? Jumla. No, lan, after lan, what will come? Fi'al mudari'a mansub. But how will you describe your jawabu shart? First, yes, first we will say, fa, al-fa'u, Waqiyatun fi jawabi shart. It occurred. I'm going to write it for you, inshallah, later on. It's all written also in the handout. Al-fa'u Waqi'atun. Maybe you should write down. Al-fa'u. Waqi'atun. Fi. Jawabi sharti. This is what you will describe for fa. And then what will you describe lan? Harfu nasbin wa nafyin wal mustaqbilin. Are you with me? Remember? Fine. And then what will you say to yukbala? Fi'lun mudhari'un lil majhul. This is lil majhul. Mansubun bil fatah. Are you with me? And where is the naif file? Mustatir. Takdiru huwa. And what is baada? Zarf. And al-ana? Also zarf, you know. Okay? But it is now baada al-ana. Al-ana is now majroor because of baada. Are you with me? Now you will say al-jumlatu al-fi'liyatu. Are you with me? It's jumla failure. Yeah. What will you say? Fi mahalli jazmin jawab shart. So whenever fa will come, you will have to say and explain in this way. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? But I'm going to do it a lot. I will do so many times. And every time we come across it, inshallah, you will memorize it. It will become part of your memory, inshallah. Today is the first day, huh, brother? So, but I'm sure by the end of the day, you will be very comfortable, inshallah. And tomorrow you will become even more strong. And when you come on Monday, you will say, I knew this from my childhood. I knew it from long, long time ago. Okay. Okay, now, see, I am telling you so many things. Probably, you know, a teacher may not go in that much detail. But I would love to go in detail because I wanted to know myself also what's happening. Okay, brother. What is yakun? Sister Maimuna, what is yakun? Kana yakun. So it's fi'l naqis. Are you with me? What is it? Fi'l naqis. We need, what do we need in fi'l naqis? Ism. Where is ism? Al-usr. That is your ism. Because ism kana marfu. Okay, brother, where is the khabar kana? Okay, let me tell you before you scratch your head, because you might say the jumla, no. Mahma, that is your mashallah. But you know, I could not figure out. When I was explained that, I said, okay, I'll remember it now. Mahma is your fi mahali nasbin khabar kana yakun khabar yakun. Got the idea? Because brother, if kana comes, then I must know where the ism is. And if I know where the ism is, then I must know where the khabar is. So udru is your ism kana, and mahma, which came mukaddam. It came mukaddam, and that is your khabar yakun. Got the idea? Write it down if you wish to, for your reference, you know. Because someday you will stand up and teach, and there will be a very smart student sitting in your class, and she or he will ask you, where is the khabar kana? We must know where it is. Okay? Yadhulu Nauman. Nauman enters. Now, Mudaris is saying, man ja'a mutaakhiran. But the man has come. What is man? Tell me, brothers and sisters, what is man? Ismu shart jazimun. Tajzimu fi'alaini. Fine, brothers and sisters. Where is it? Sister Mamuna, where is the fi'alu shart? Ja'a. Wait, it is madi. We need mudari'a majzum. So what will you say? Fi mahalli jazmin. Because had it been mudari'a, it would have been majzum. Remember? Had it been mudari'a, it would have been definitely majzum. But because madi came, so I will say ja'a fi'lu madin mabniun ala fata fi mahalli jazmin fi'lu shart. Got the idea? Brother, I think Arabic grammar is beautiful. You know, if we understand the rules properly, Sister Manas, then everything is fun. What did I say? It's fun. It's joy to do all these things, inshallah. I'm not done, huh? I'm not done, huh? Okay? Man ja'a mutakhiran. Mutakhiran, sister. Hal. Hal. Hal kaisa hai janab ka? Sister Arifa. Hal kaisa hai janab ka? Kya khayal hai aapka? Okay, okay. That is your hal, brothers and sisters. Fala. Fa has come. Huh? So there has to be a reason. La yadkhul. So what is the la lahiya? What is yadkhul? No. Yadkhul is majzum. So you are tempted to say that this is your jawab shart. But Sister Mainas, yadkhul is majzum because of la nahiya, not in its natural state. No, hold your horses. No, Sister Sukhaina. Yadkhulu is fi'lun mudari'un majzum because of la nahiya. Are you with me? Yadkhul. And where is the fa'il? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu huwa. Hatta is like hatta an. So this is nawasibu mudari'a. It will make fi'l mudari'a mansub. That's all. We are going to learn about this also. Whenever you see hatta, the an is hidden there. An mudmara. Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, look at me carefully. La nahi, nafia. Ashgala. What is the meaning of ashgala? Ashgala is fi'lun mudari'un mansubun bil fata. Where is the fa'il? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu ana. So what is the verb? Shagala. What is the verb? Write it down. Shagala yashgalu. I beg your pardon? What did I miss? Oh, I beg your pardon. I missed it. Okay. Anyway, we are coming to that also. Okay. So, hatta yasta'dhina. Are you with me? So what is yasta'dhina? Yasta'dhina. Mansub. Why? An mudmira. Huh? Fine. What kind of a verb is this? Form 10. Ista'dhana yasta'dhinu. Are you with me, Brother Hassan? Form 10. Now tell me the meaning. La yadkhul, he should not enter until he asks for permission. He asked. In form 10, seeking and asking is there. And unless he asks for permission or seeks permission. Are you with me? Okay. Now I'll tell you. Fala yadkhul hatta yastahdina. Are you with me? I describe it. La nahiya yadkhul majzum. Because of la nahiya, I describe hatta and yasta azina fa'il mustatir takdiru huwa. Okay. Now I will say al jumlatul fi'aliyatu. What will I say? Al jumlatul fi'aliyatu fi mahalli jazmin jawabu shart. Did you get it? The whole sentence. I told you, all of these, brothers and sisters, the fa will come and it will result into either jumla ismiya or it will result in jumla failure. And then we will describe it fi mahalli jazm. You know something? You are writing. But at the end of the day, you would have memorized it. Because I'll be saying so many times and you'll be repeating with me so many times. Are you with me? Inshallah. Now we come to the next sentence. Ana asifun. Raituka mashgulan. I saw you. Mashgulan. I saw you. Busy. Fadakhaltu. So I entered. Hatta. La. Ashgalaka. So what is ashgala? Shagala yashgalu. To distract. Okay. Now remember, I want you to do something, you know. In the first hatta, yasta as in, write down till. What will you write down? Till. What will you write down? Till. Or ila. Write down both. Ila or till. And in the next hatta, in English, you will write down so as. And in Arabic, you will write down likai. What will you write down? See, the meaning changed. In one hatta, the meaning was till. Till he asked for permission. Are you with me? And in the second, it is so as not to distract you. Are you with me? Now, this is what will come later on in the exercise, in the dars. Dr. Abdul Rahim will explain us this, you know. So, hatta will have two meanings. In both cases, hatta has got in hidden into it, and it will make fi'al mudari' mansub. But in one, the meaning will be till, until. And in the other, the meaning will be so as. G? Both of them will have, as I said, Sister Manaj, in both the cases, an is hidden. An is hidden. Well then, sisters, are you with me? I'm explaining you in greater detail. So that inshallah, even if you retain in your mind about 75 to 80%, and later on you will revise, inshallah, you will have 100%. Understanding, inshallah. Sister Sumaya, remember we have today and tomorrow. Both days we'll be concentrating on lesson 15, inshallah. Yadkhulul muraqib. Muraqib enters. And when muraqib enters, he will bring new rule of grammar. Okay. Ha'um. What is ha'um? Khudu. Write down khudu. What is this ha'um? This is ismu fi'al amr. What is it? Ismu fi'al amr. It does not have any other form. Ha'um means khudu. Take. What shall we take? I'lanan mafulun bihi. No. Ha'u. Where is the fa'il? Mustatir takdiruhu antum. Antum. This waw is not fa'il. This is a different kind of ismu fi'l. Remember, it does not have madi, mudariya, nothing, only this form. And it is called ismu fi'l. Ismu, let me write down. Ismu fi'lin amrin. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ismu fi'lin amrin. Just write down this ismu fi'lin amrin. It will come, inshallah, later on. Okay. I'lanan, what is I'lanan? Okay. Where is it coming from? A'lana. A'lana. Form 4. A'lana, to announce. A'lana yu'linu. Okay, brothers and sisters. Did you get it? I'lan is your mastar from a'lana yu'linu. Am I gabrifying you? Am I scaring you? Inshallah, we'll do it. Brother, I'm not done, Sister Nasreen. In every word, something coming. Muhimman. Muhimman. What is it? It is not. But it has got mu there. It is ismu fa'il. Oh, now, Sister Sukhaina, if you said ism fa'il, now tell me what is the verb, you know. How many sambosas you should bring? Ahamma. What is it? Ahamma. Yohimmu. Mashallah, mashallah. See, inshallah, your knowledge will become so strong that in the Quran, every word you will be able to figure out. You will trace its root, you know. We may not know the meaning. For meaning, we have to go to the dictionary. But at least you will have some idea how the verb, you know, what the root is, how the verb is. If the noun has been made out of it, you'll be able to figure.